Bum, 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 bum. Hey, it's Carlos Cavallo. I decided to add my own little incidental music there at the front to make it really dramatic. Because today, we're talking about why won't he talk about his feelings with you? Did I just sound like William Shatner there? I think I did. Why won't he talk about his feelings? Why won't he do it? Why won't he just open up and tell you what's in his heart? Well, today I'm going to give you three reasons for it. And these are darn good reasons because I've used them. These are the reasons I've used in the past. That's why you come here, isn't it? It's because you know I'm a guy. I'm a dude. I know this stuff because I've lived it. And I'm one of the few guys that can tell you what I experienced along the way as I traveled the long, hard road of finding Ms. Right. That doesn't sound right. Miss Right? My Miss Right. And that's what you want to be. You want to be Miss Right for somebody else. Well, we're going to talk about why he isn't sharing those lovey-dovey little feelings inside. Why won't he talk about those feelings with you? You want him to open up and express the emotions he's got to you, but he doesn't seem to want to go there with you. Why do men hide their feelings? And why do guys have such a tough time talking about emotional topics? Well, the answer will probably surprise you, so hang on for a bumpy ride as we take on that emotional subject that we all love so much, emotions. First of all, is it true that men are taught and conditioned to not discuss their feelings? Come on, Carlos, tell us. Well, false. And also kind of true. You see, men are naturally wired to not feel as many emotional cycles. Okay, so it's not as frequent. And it's nowhere near as high and low as many of our female counterparts experience. So it's kind of like you've got stormy seas and you've got slightly calmer seas. We just don't derive pleasure. We men don't derive pleasure from verbally processing our emotions. This is really big. This is a really important one for you to understand. We don't get the same kind of catharsis from talking about our feelings and why we have them and where they are and what they're doing. We don't do that. We men tend to internalize the feelings and figure them out on our own. We put them in this little room in our head and we let them churn and churn and churn. And usually what happens is those feelings just kind of fade away or dissipate. And I'm not talking about loving feelings. I'm talking about the angsty, negative feelings that we often have. The problem is when a guy puts too many of those back there in that dark room of his brain and hopes that they're all gonna work themselves out without ever processing any of them. That's also a really bad idea. And that's what leads to a lot of issues for guys. A lot of heart issues, a lot of physical disease is created by our lack of emotional processing. So am I saying this is healthy for you? Absolutely not. It sucks. We shouldn't be doing it. But at the same time, there's a part of us that needs to because we don't cope well with constantly processing our emotions. Now, again, we don't feel them as frequently and as nearly high or low in terms of intensity. Now, a woman, on the other hand, needs to bring her emotions and feelings to the surface where she can see them and work on them. She also has a much more dynamic level of ups and downs. Now, the best analogy I can come up with is a woman's emotions are like jazz, while a man's emotions are a little bit more like easy listening. One is more dynamic with tempo changes and frequent dissonance and key changes, whereas the guys, well, we just keep a very low key and even keel. Keep in mind that we've been told that sharing emotions is a healthy and normal practice, right? We, as in everybody, we've been forced this on us from the last, I think, 20 years of pop psychology. Express your feelings, let them out. If you don't, it'll hurt you. But you know what? This emotional release thing has been oversold. Many times when you share certain feelings, you actually make things worse. So it's not a case of men are wrong to hold emotions in, and it's not wrong for women to let them out. It's just different. So, okay, I'm going to share three reasons men don't talk about their feelings with you. But first, I want to show you a man's emotional reality. Number one, he's in a double bind when it comes to sharing his feelings. Society encourages men to share their feelings. But when we do, our partners are, they're not often very prepared for it. They're actually shocked and weirded out by it. Women believe they want men to express their feelings, but it's actually only certain feelings, right? Think about it. And also only in an amount that they can handle. strangely not unlike men handling women's feelings. You see, men who go off-road, you know, it's like taking a 4x4 off the road, and start talking about their deep emotional life, they're often judged as being unstable and erratic. There are many men who are very cold and robotic when it comes to emotions, but very honestly, they're not the norm. Most of the average guys that you're going to run into out there are very emotive, and we live a rich and vibrant palette of emotions. Yes, I just said palette of emotions. Even the most emotive guys, though, will not even come close to the most emotional expression that you get from a woman. Okay, a man's emotional reality number two, men often feel their emotions in their physical bodies. This habit can become very destructive. It's the one I was telling you about before, because if a man doesn't know how to vent and manage his emotions, very often they can manifest themselves as a disease, and sometimes even, yeah, the big C, cancer. Again, it's not necessary for a man to express all of his emotions if he can manage them in a healthy way. Some guys don't express feelings as well with their words, but they express them through actions. This is an alternative that you have to be aware of. Guys show up. They take responsibility and take action. Their way of expressing feelings and showing love is to ask you how your car is running. Crazy, right? You know, we all speak a slightly different language, but it's not too far away that we can't learn to understand each other. A man's emotional reality, number three. Men will shift their emotions to a place where it is deemed acceptable. You ever seen a bunch of guys at a sporting event? You'd think you were on an alien planet, right? All the yelling, cheering, tears, anger, hugs, ecstasy, and downright depression. It's almost a man's emotional party. Men will often use a different medium to communicate their emotions, or they'll find another way to purge off all that steam. This is called sublimation, where we basically take one emotion and we turn it into another, or we take one emotional energy and put it somewhere else. And it just so happens that sports is a common and accepted way for men to do this. So now you understand his emotional reality a little better. Let's talk about the three real reasons a man won't talk about his feelings for you. Reason number one, he's emotionally unavailable. Well, being unavailable can be a reason for some men, yes, but not nearly as much as all the magazines and daytime talk shows would make it out to be. And it doesn't mean that men are broken. If you compare a man's emotional expressiveness to a woman's, you'll always come away with the idea that he must be emotionally unavailable, which is kind of like comparing a woman's desire to pull the engine out of her 1974 Firebird and rebuild it to a man, and then saying that women are mechanically challenged. The fact is that it has nothing really at all to do with ability. It's desire to do it that makes us take the action. Do you get the difference there? It's important because a lot of today's modern political talk around sexuality and gender roles is misguided. We keep assuming that women are being held back for a lot of things when in fact you just don't care about those things, so you don't go into that field of work. The same thing happens with guys. Anyway, let me get off my soapbox. Again, it's desire to do it that makes us take the action. And just as most women have no real desire to rebuild engines, generally speaking, men lack the desire to go into deep emotional explorations. It's just the way we are. Whole books have been written on this topic, mostly blaming men for being shut down or unavailable, when it's really a matter of perspective. Reason number two, he's not attached to his emotions. You see, men aren't as connected to their emotional state on a day-to-day basis as women are. Now, it's not a denial or anything like that. We just don't have a deep synthesis with our feelings. A man evolved to be able to disconnect from his emotions so that he could get the job done and save the day. Today, on the other hand, a lot of feminine literature, aka magazines for women, call men out and label us as pushing our emotions away. You know, you might even think that your man has done this when he yeah-yeahs you or, you know, changes the subject away from something emotional so he can duck it out. Let me share some of this really keen advice that I've seen. And I literally looked these up before I recorded this podcast. Here's some of the popular advice that a very popular site gives when it comes to why men don't show their feelings. This is how they phrase it. He'd rather bottle up his emotions so that he never has to think about them. Interesting. He's basically running from his problems for as long as he possibly can. This talking about feelings is exactly what men are intimidated with. Huh. Do you hear that tone, the tone that they're taking? It's basically saying, you're right, ladies, and men are all broken and wrong. Let's look down on them for being inferior to us. Men aren't running from their feelings, ladies. They simply don't have the same kind of tolerance and acceptance for emotional expression that women do. We get flooded when we have to encounter intense emotions too frequently. And trust me when I tell you that if you adopt an attitude of scorn for a man's experience, you'll always feel yourself being separated from men instead of connected. You'll never understand someone that you view as your enemy. And I see this men versus women attitude come up, and it never helps a relationship. Reason number three, he doesn't want to say something wrong. Now, this one is huge for guys. Allow me to explain how guys think about dating women. Women are a mystery with changing rules and criteria. Dealing with all this uncertainty makes me anxious and nervous. This undermines the confidence I'm supposed to have to show her that I'm attractive. Therefore, I will just keep a safe distance and try to not mess things up. This is very much how most men feel when it comes to emotional expression. We're not particularly good at it, so we don't pretend to play in that space. And we want to save ourselves from having to go through the pain of fixing a mistake. So we stay quiet. You may have heard this saying that's attributed to Abraham Lincoln or even Mark Twain. Nobody really knows who said it, but it's a great saying nonetheless. Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt. Frankly, whoever said that was right on the money. And most men live by that creed. The reality is that you will actually experience many more men opening up and expressing their feelings in our new age of open expression. Okay, today's culture seems to be built around this, but that doesn't make it good. In fact, I hear a lot of emotions from men these days. Most of it is whining. Look, it's good for us to talk about our deeper emotional experience. However, it is said that the major emotion of masculinity these days is anxiety. Why? Well, because most men have to constantly prove their manhood and masculinity. Okay? That's our life. That's our day-to-day experience of life. Whereas a woman only needs to look her part. For men, it's an active role with no intermissions, no vacations. Oftentimes, you'll do better if you look at his actions first. Take note of the things he does that says he's committed, or he's happy, or he cares. Look at these indicators. Because when a man contributes, he's taking action that demonstrates these feelings. Just because he doesn't talk in your verbal language doesn't mean he isn't communicating emotions to you. And you know what? If you want to understand more about how men communicate, you got to start with knowing what kind of man you're dealing with. You see, most women don't know that there are five, count them, five, one for each little finger or piggy on your little foot, five different emotional types of men out there. Each of these guys has a distinctive connection style too. Do you know what your style of man is? Do you know how to reach him, how to get him to open up, how to communicate with him? I've got a short free presentation that you'll be thrilled to see, and I'll explain how all this works to you. Go on over to the Connection Code free presentation. We got a great little video for you. Just go on over to datingadviceguru.com/connection code. That's datingadviceguru.com/connection code. Yes, you can even do it if you're listening to me on your phone right now. I assure you, it's worth your time. Go on over. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/connection code. As always, ladies, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.